Grandpa Still Remembers and Paul's Parables present stories by Auntie Winnie, my sister, who was a missionary in South Africa.
Hi, I'm Winnie. Here you are, stories about anything, written especially for kids in South Africa.
Okay, let's have another story about Isaac and Rebecca. They have been married for 20 years now, and still no children. This is not the way to start a new nation of as many as the stars in the sky. Episode 15 begins. Isaac reminds God of his promises. Lord, God of my father Abraham, I heard you tell my father about our descendants, numbering more than the sands of the seashore. And Father gave me all that he had, and mine is the birthright as head of the family. But my dear Rebecca you gave me has had no children. Please, won't you do a miracle like you did for my mother Sarah? And a little sooner? And God heard Isaac's prayer, and Rebecca became pregnant. In fact, she became very pregnant, and could hardly sleep at night for the activity going on in her tummy. So Rebecca went to God. Oh, God, thank you for giving me a child. But what is wrong that the unborn child is so restless? I'm worried. And God told Rebecca, don't worry. Your twins are struggling in their small space. And the younger of them is going to make the stronger nation. The older one will serve the younger one. That's funny. The eldest always gets the birthright, double the inheritance, and becomes head of the clan. When the twins were born, the first one came out very red, with hair all over him, and they called him Esau, meaning red. The second was born right after. In fact, he was hanging on to Esau's foot, so they called him Jacob, which meant a deceiver or one who takes another person's place. Isaac was very pleased with his fine boys, especially Esau, who grew up to be an athlete and hunter. Isaac loved the kudu and buffalo barbecues that Esau would fix for him. Jacob was a quiet, thoughtful young man. He always wanted to hear the stories of how God had promised blessing through their family. Rebecca liked having Jacob around home. She often felt that it was a pity he was the younger brother by only a few minutes, and so he wouldn't get the inheritance. He was the one who appreciated the promises of God, and who would make a good priest and head of the family. And then she would remember God's promise about the twins before their birth. The elder will serve the younger. And she wondered. Jacob and Esau fought, as brothers do. Hey, Reb, that's what Jacob always calls Esau. I haven't seen you at the altar with a sacrifice for a long time. Don't you care about God's commands? Well, little brother, don't you worry about me. I can take care of myself. And don't think you can order me around. I'm the eldest. Not according to God's words to Mom. Oh, come on, who puts any stock in that? I'm going hunting. Gonna get me a fine big eland to make biltong for Dad. One day Jacob was cooking red lentil stew and cornmeal porridge. The delicious smells filled the tent, and Esau came in tired from plowing in the field. Hey, little brother, give me a big serving of that yummy stew of yours and some porridge. I'm starving. And what will you give me in return for my fine stew and pop bread? Anything you want. Okay, sell me your birthright as eldest son. What? My double portion of Dad's inheritance and chance to be chief of our tribe? Well, Red, you want some stew or don't you? Well, I sure do. That's my favorite. What good will the birthright do to me if I die of hunger? You can have it.
Honest? You swear it's mine?
I swear. Now, serve me up a big portion of that good red stew. And that was how important his birthright was to Esau. He traded it for a bowl of stew. Esau scarfed down his dinner and went back out to do his work. When Jacob told Rebekah, she chuckled. Well, that was a sneaky thing to do, son. But God did promise you would be the leader. I have to keep reminding your father, though. Well, let's leave our story there. Those twins could never get along. Listen tomorrow to hear about a trick that nearly led to murder.
This is Auntie Winnie saying, bye for now.